Hi there. The word for you today is, turn your weakness into a weapon. In 2 Corinthians 12 verse 10, reading from The Message, a paraphrase by Eugene Peterson, Paul writes, I just let Christ take over. Speaking of his thorn in the flesh, Paul writes, I was given the gift of a handicap. That's what he calls his thorn, a handicap. At first I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. He told me, my grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and begin appreciating the gift. Now I take my limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, like abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks. I just let Christ take over. And here's how it works. The weaker I get, the stronger I become. Why? Because he was leaning more on God and less on himself. Paul learned how to turn his weakness into a weapon by allowing it to drive him closer to God. And that's a lesson you've got to learn too. Eugene Peterson paraphrases Christ's first beatitude in these words. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and his rule. Whoa. Now, you can't just accept your character flaws and areas of defeat and say, well, guess that's just the way I am. No. You've got to confront each area of weakness. Confess it, and then let Christ take over. You will always struggle in life with one thing or another. Paul recognized this. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7. Again, Peterson's paraphrase. We carry this precious message around in unadorned clay pots of our ordinary lives. And that's to prevent any one of us from confusing God's incomparable power with us. Like common pottery, fragile, flawed, and easily broken, God will use you as you surrender and allow him to work through you.